Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
To the Aphid Show.
Here.
I'm Frankie.
I'm Ashley.
And that's it.
To wrap it up. You can find us at facebook.com/8bitshow, CGB network.
You're going through the whole thing. She's committed.
We got Twitter accounts.
She's in a mood.
At Frankie1029.
She's done with this week.
Not 10029, as I like to say. Or at Zambot with an X.
Yeah, that covers it.
Yeah. It's been a good one.
It's been a good one.
Catch you next week.
That's what I put for the intro for last week. You'll hear it if you listen.
You put our outro as our intro?
That it was when what did I say? It was when I was about to start and I can't remember. I got distracted by something that's what I was doing. I was muting my phone. And you were like, all right, that's it. We're done. Let's just call it a week.
Yeah. Last Friday was awful.
Mm-hmm. Has this week been better?
Less stressful all at once. So it was like spread out across the week.
Mm-hmm. But still just as stressful? Like,
I just
overall.
Have like 2.5 people's worth of work for just one people's that is me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
And I don't like being behind. Like, it really bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
So, trying to get everything done and done correctly, and it's just a hot mess.
See, my problem recently is that I feel like I've been behind for so long because nothing ever gets completely done that I've kind of just resigned now. You know, like, this is just how it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a shitty employee, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because before I only had one boss and she's like, you know how to do your job, just whatever, like, I don't need to tell you anything. Mm-hmm. So you get stuff done on time. And with all this extra stuff they're giving me, I technically have like 3 different people that I have to answer to now. But it's like they don't talk to each other about what they're all giving me and asking for that it be done right now. So I'm like, well, if everything's supposed to be done right now, then nothing's going to get done right now because I'm just going to leave.
Yep. Sounds like they need the 3 C's. Communication, and communication.
Yeah. They need a better office manager. And I think his problem is that he's never been management. And he like just lucked into his position.
Woo!
So.
I want one of those. Can I get one of those?
Yeah. And he gets paid like out the ass. It's retarded.
Ooh. Yeah, I really want one of those.
So I'm like, hurry up and go to law school so I can steal your job.
Do it.
Because that's what my first boss wants.
Nice.
And she's like, well, you already have all of these ideas that would make things better. But don't tell them to him because then he'll just take credit for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
That's a good point. Don't let them steal your thunder.
So I'm like, well, at least you recognize that.
Mm-hmm. How else is the week going?
It's going.
Play a lot of games?
Not a lot of games, really just 2 games. Well, like 1 game for me and watching another game. So you and I had started Borderlands, the pre-sequel. After much technical difficulty. And then I was really excited to keep playing that. So I convinced Adrian to play it with me on the PlayStation. So we've been playing that. And then he's been playing Tiny Barbarian. So I've just been watching that. That game. The level designs are really cool. And the music's really good.
But you haven't played any of it yourself.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to?
I don't know. As much as I like games like that, like in that style, I'm not very good at them. Mm-hmm. So I typically don't get very far before I quit. So that's why I'm content to just watch him play it.
Yeah. That's fair.
But Borderlands, I'm having a lot of mostly fun with.
Oh, yeah. I'm.
The game is really good, but my partner is not so fun to play with.
Yeah.
And I had, even before we started, I had to preface it with, it's not going to be like when we played Borderlands 2, is it?
So what's the issue?
That he'll just go off and like leave me wherever I am. Because like playing RPGs, like you look around for all the loot boxes and get all the stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, weapons chest. And then he'll just take everything or take the best ones. Mm-hmm. And leave the crappy guns.
And he doesn't share even afterwards?
No. Oh. Which I brought to his attention numerous times.
That's sacrilegious of the multiplayer.
I was like, it's not going to be like that again, is it? And he's like, no, it's not, but it is. So now I'm just taking all the weapons.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, that one was blue. And I'm like, it was a pistol and it only did 19 damage. We're way past that now. Oh, but it was blue. And I'm like, you can have it if you want. I don't care. I'm just going to sell it.
Right. Yeah. So I've been playing the first one with Christian a bit, and he hasn't got his mic fixed either. And so he's just kind of like going. He's like goes full force. So like sometimes I'll be like shopping and I'll look around after I'm done and he's just gone.
Yeah. You just see their marker across the way.
And I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess we're going.
Yeah.
Which it really isn't that big of a deal. And since I'm in his game, I'm trying to not take all the best weapons. But I think if you're at the same level, I'm pretty sure you both get the objectives for it, right? I'm not 100% sure now that
like
I think about
it. For some of
it,
them that we didn't.
Okay.
Because it was like a weird thing. Like if we both like talk to the person, it'll come up with the menu and then we both get it. But if only one of us does, then it seemed like only one of us got it.
Okay.
But I typically don't like double check my inventory.
Yeah.
Like if he just finishes it, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I got the XP. That's all that.
Yeah.
Because we're playing it
through again,
different weapon classes. So it's not usually too big a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the good thing is that, what I really like is, when you're playing with somebody that doesn't have a mic, all your communication is done through shooting and pointing with your gun.
Yeah. Or jumping.
Yeah. But yeah, since I'm playing as Mordecai in the first one.
Good choice.
Yeah. I think there's only been a few times that he's like just taking random sniper rifles, and I'm sure they haven't been that good, but he usually just lets me take any sniper rifles that come up, so.
Mm-hmm. I think what's fun about the not playing with mics is like, did you ever play Left 4 Dead?
No.
Oh. We have like, it's mostly, yeah, like you're in dark environments, so you have a flashlight. So mm-hmm. if you're matched up with other people, so you're just like blinking your flashlights, like over here is something good, or like using that as your signal for stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with ways to get around it.
Right. Nonverbal communication through online gaming. It's a thing. It's a process.
Non-verbal thing.
But yeah, going through the first one, that game really, it's, I don't want to say it's mediocre because mediocre kind of has a,
negative connotation.
Yeah. But you know, it's not a great game. It's not a bad game by any means. But yeah, I feel like the strength of Borderlands 2 was all the dialogue that's there in the middle and, you know, in the middle of doing a mission and there's a lot more going on than just straight go to an area, kill somebody, or go collect an item, take it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the bottom line for both of the games, they're both that. But there's just so much less that's built on top of the first one's base mechanic that it just feels so lackluster. I mean, and it, I probably would have been okay with it if that was the first one that I came that I played. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely noticeable just how much more dull it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is still saying that though, it's not a bad game. It feels pretty solid. There's a few like little complaints, but I mean, what's cool is that in the second one, they seem to have addressed all of the complaints.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
And the, yeah, just got infinitely better.
Yeah. And so, and then, I mean, there's some references in the first one to like random things here and there, but I mean, they're just so littered in the second one. There's references to everything and almost every single mission you do. So, mm-hmm. And if there isn't, then there's, you know, it's story driven and or character developing. And so, yeah, I think that's where the second one really shines. And of course, a pre-sequel too. Mm-hmm. But I think that one's like even more littered with references. How far into the pre-sequel have you gone?
We just crossed a bridge. We had to like put the methane to cool all the lava.
It sounds a little familiar, but I'm not quite sure.
So I think we're helping like this little boy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really familiar.
Pickles or something like that?
I don't know. It's been years since I played it, so. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that sounds familiar. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah. Play more of that. It's good. And I think there's still... So, last time when we talked about it, we said there was only, like, a week left to get it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there's actually now there's like still a few days. I think it ends on this upcoming Monday. I can double check here real quick. Maybe. Oh my god.
Oh, it's not gonna let you.
It's gonna let me. The Humble Bundle just came out with a new bundle to the Down Under pack. They're all Aussie games. So yeah, there's 3 days remaining for the Endless RPG Lands bundle. So that's Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
So, still going. You still got time. Get in on it. Yeah.
Do it.
Do it now. Do it fast. Do it hard.
No.
Oh. Never mind. Don't do you that.
Took it too far.
What? No.
Too far.
I played some Cuphead. I died a lot in Cuphead.
Are you on the third island yet?
No.
Why not?
Because it's hard.
It is.
So maybe my issue is that I've been playing at night, like just before I go to bed. So maybe I'm not like...
Oh, you're too focused.
Yeah. But I've successfully gone one stage further.
Was it a run and gun stage or a?
No, it was a boss battle. It was that stupid candy lady.
Oh, I hated that one.
Yeah, that one was difficult. So I think dumb. Actually watching you guys play that a little bit kind of helped me because it felt like I beat her relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I've been doing the roller coaster one, and that thing is pissing me off.
The balloon dogs.
Ugh. Oh, I know. Yeah. God, that's where I usually trip up because I'm get focused on other things. Like specifically the pink ones because I like to try to get the bonus off of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that way I can just, you know, hit use the boss super. With the super attack. Use it more times. And so when I see the train coming up, like, I think it's just programmed in my brain where I'm like, all right, like trying to figure out where I need to go and whatnot. And then I won't see one of those stupid balloon dogs coming up, and then it'll literally bite me in the ass.
Yep.
And yeah, it just pisses me off. So maybe one day I'll beat that, but we'll see.
Did you at least try the other ones?
No, I haven't tried any other ones yet. And that's the thing, is I'm debating if I'm going to switch, maybe take a break from it and then go back to it later, because that usually helps.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, because it's definitely not every time that I get to the last form of the mm-hmm. boss. But but I do get there quite often. So, I mean, I know all of his attacks, you know, I know how it's all going to happen. I have it all down. I just can't get the execution well enough at this point. So we'll
the balloon see. Penguins were pretty cute though.
Balloon penguins. Oh, that's right. The last one.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at what they were. I didn't even realize they were penguins. I just been like,
I think they're penguins.
I think you're right.
Yeah, we didn't play any more Cuphead this week. Taking a little break to do other stuff.
You're on the third one?
Yeah, we just got to the third island.
Okay. And then there's still the boss, or the
final, yeah.
Is that another full, do you know, if it's another full level? Because it feels like, percentage-wise, it might only be one or two, or, you know, just a handful, not a full stage.
I'm not sure, but I know you only get there if you beat all of the bosses on regular.
Mm-hmm.
So beating them on simple will only unlock the other areas in your island.
Yeah.
But it would make sense if there's more than one thing, because I think the last time I looked, it said we were like 50 or 60% done.
Yeah, I feel like every island is 30%.
Yeah.
Which means when the third one comes up, when you finish that, then you should be around 90%.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's not going to be just one stage. But yeah, I feel like it'll be significantly smaller. So.
And then you're going to have to fight the dice guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then the end boss. I don't know. I haven't watched like any of the videos.
Any gameplay?
I've only watched the ones where they do the boss fights without getting hit, but I've only watched them for the ones that we've done. I don't want the surprises to be ruined.
Holy cow. I don't know how people can even do that. That is just insane. That's a lot of practice going into it. But I guess, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Now I can play Mega Man X because I've played so much of it. But, you know, I was also a kid when I first started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a few levels where I can just run through without stopping and be perfectly fine. Like, maybe take a hit.
Good at any Mega Man games?
I spent a lot of... I'm not really that good with, like, 9 and 10. God, I played a good portion of those, and I never even beat them. It was just taking so long, and I feel like that might be what ends up happening with Cuphead. as fun as it is, yeah, there's a chance that it just I might get stuck again, and it just might take a long time till I actually beat it. But that's not to say the game isn't enjoyable, but there's just so many other games that, you know, I'm like the dog from Up. Squirrel.
Do you want there to be an easy mode so you can beat the game?
I don't really mind. I'm okay with the way that it is. I think that's... I don't know. I mean, I like people to be able to have the most amount of fun with the game that is possible. But I feel like this kind of just makes a callback to some of those harder games, and that's just what it's meant to be. That's what, you know, the creators obviously envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, the way that it is right now, it's fine, because it's just, it's a lot of memorization. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's definitely skill into it because, you know, it's not the exact same stuff every single time. But yeah, I think it's fine the way it is. If you really, really want to see the end, I feel like you can go on YouTube. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. So
that's how I feel too.
But I understand that people want that.
Honestly, I think this game would be less fun if it were easier.
Yeah, I feel like you feel a more, big sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, satisfaction from knowing that you finally beat it after it took you numerous tries.
Yeah, it does kind of make me feel like a kid again in a way, because it's like, you know, when I beat one of those bosses that have been particularly difficult, there are times that I like audibly shout out, yes, you know, like, fuck yeah, I got you, you fucker. And I'm very happy. So, and I don't do that with a whole lot of games anymore. Mostly the yelling that I do is out of anger. So yeah, it's nice to have that. So short answer, no.
Okay.
I picked up a game that I haven't played at all, but I want to mention it because it looks really cool. What was it called? The Fire
in the Flood.
In the Flood. I was actually going to go purchase that elephant game that we were talking about back when Nintendo announced.
Oh yeah.
The really cute, I guess, kind of Zelda-esque puzzly platformer, adventure game that centered around this super adorable elephant. But while I was on the way there, I saw all these other games that have come out kind of under my radar, and that one really caught my eye, and so I bought it last night, I think. So I haven't yet played it yet, but you guys should check it out. Check out the trailer for it because it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And so you can look forward to me telling you a bit about that next week.
And I still have some birthday monies, so I'm either going to pick up the Pit Cross or finally SteamWorld Dig 2.
Finally?
Finally.
Yeah. Either way you go, it'll be good. I hear, though, that Pit Cross on the Switch doesn't have touchscreen controls.
That's fine.
I just heard some people were disappointed by it. And it seems kind of like a, why didn't you include that thing? But I don't know. I haven't played Picross at all, so. As much as it looks like something I would really, really like.
Are they 3D puzzles or is it they're just flat?
I'm not sure.
Planes. Because I want to say I played the one for the DS without the touchscreen, because you could do either. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's detrimental to the game. It just takes some getting used to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it was on the Player One podcast. There's only one of them that has said, like, oh, yeah, I didn't, you know, there's no touchscreen controls, and I really didn't like that.
That makes sense if you're playing it on your TV instead of it be like the play screen being on tablet part, that you would have to do that anyways.
That's true. But I mean, to offer the option, I don't know.
But I think, it's okay, then not whatever. Like a full price game. So
how much is it? Do you know? Under 30?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Then yeah, whatever. You're still getting a nice game for the bucks. Wow. You have to let us know what you go with.
To be determined.
Which one are you leaning towards?
SteamWorld Dig 2.
I thought so. You've been talking about that a lot, so.
The first one was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And then it got so weird.
I think you definitely need to pick that up. And I probably should play the first one, because I'm pretty sure I have that on my PC. Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Or the Wii U. Again, I can't remember. I should probably find out.
Yeah. I think the one with the Wii U, you got SteamWorld Dig and SteamWorld Heist, and then they had the DLCs with it.
Yeah. I know that I got Spelunky, in some sort of deal. And I want to say that that... Did that come out on the Wii U?
I have no idea.
I can't remember. But I want to say that Steam World Dig was included in that bundle that I got. I can't remember. I should just look and find out for sure. Mm-hmm. One of these days.
Do it.
TV? Movies? Anything?
No, we still haven't seen Blade Runner, and I'm disappointed.
Me too.
I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to go next weekend.
Maybe we'll go Sunday.
Let me know. If you guys want company, I might join you.
Mm-hmm.
I work on Sunday, though, so just heads up.
Oh, yeah, we're early birds for movies.
Oh, then yeah. Never mind. Well, I might be able to take like a long lunch or something, depending on where you guys go. I've done that before, so.
It's fair.
It was when I was under a little bit less supervision, though.
Not so much for TV. We're just rewatching Stranger Things to get ready for season 2.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because it's only like 8 episodes, so we just watch one a night.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian actually bought last night at Target. If you buy the season, it comes in like a case that looks like a VHS.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, and it comes with a Blu-ray and DVD copy and a little mini poster.
Ooh. That's cool. Is it just like the normal show poster or?
Mm-mm. It's like it's of the monster, but it's like really artistically styled.
Uh-huh.
Not like a picture from the show.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait. Did I tell you about my mom? She kept asking me for that for the second season.
Like, it's like, not out yet.
It's coming out in Halloween. We've been over this.
She's just excited.
She is. It's pretty good. Yeah, I haven't really watched anything either. I'm debating starting to download the Shannara Chronicles because I'm a sucker for that show. And it's no longer on MTV anymore. I guess it's on Spike now.
Maybe they'll turn it around.
Maybe. I only really had one real big problem with it, and that was the main chick.
They're acting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, none of them were the best actors by far. Well, except for what's his name, the guy that played Alan on the what's it called? The druid.
What's his name that played the what's it called?
His name was Elanon. I forget his actual name. But yeah, he was definitely my favorite character. And then the guy from Sliders, the big guy, he was in there. The teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not see Sliders?
Was it the one with Jerry O'Connell or whatever his name is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no. Never watched it.
I loved that show back in the day.
Oh, I'll get back to that later.
No, go ahead.
Finish. Right now. Every time I see those books at Barnes & Noble, I think of you.
What?
And how you haven't read them.
The Shannara Chronicle books?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's that show Frankie talks about.
But he's never read these.
Yeah, and I just go about my business.
Yeah, I have the first one. I think I might have bought the second one, too, because I think I accidentally bought the second one thinking it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, one of these days. I really wanted to get them in audiobook form because I knew that I would eventually get through it that way because it's just hard for me to find time to read recently. But and yeah, that's why I'm like 2 chapters in and haven't read any more of it. So
just read when you're pooping.
Well, the problem is I had it at work because I was eating lunch alone for a while, and so that's when I was like, okay, I'll just read books. And then Star and I started eating lunch together. We pretty much eat lunch together every day now. But so I haven't been reading because of that. Even though I should still take my book with me because she usually only takes a half hour lunch and I have to take an hour lunch.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what I'll do. Just remind myself, just take the book anyways.
Do it. Leave it in your car.
Yeah. Well, it's in my desk drawer at work, so.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I can leave it on my car. That way I can bring it in. And then, like you said, I can read it while I'm pooping.
Just don't read in the shower. It'll get soggy.
What if I laminate every page? I think that'll like put strain on the book because it'll get too thick.
Yeah, the spine will just explode.
Oh, I watched this really interesting video. It was like a month ago about people that respine books. Mm. It was really cool. Did you share that on Facebook maybe?
No, but I've seen stuff like that.
It was really, really interesting.
Or how they repair damaged books.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like cut all the edges and make them even and everything.
That's a labor of love.
Dying art.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I did watch more True Blood.
Oh, how far are you now?
I'm in season 5.
And you said there are 7, 9?
I think 7.
7, okay.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah?
It is just spiraled out of control. So, like, every episode gets, like, more and more just...
But is it in a bad way or a way that you can at least point and laugh and say maybe they're on it too, like the joke, or is
I think so. Season 4, I think, is where it split from the book.
Yeah,
because it was like Game of Thrones where she was still writing them.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of took it in their own direction, from what I understand. But it is just like there's too many subplots going on.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last time, right?
And it just keeps getting worse.
They just keep adding more?
They just keep expanding out. And it's just ridiculous.
And then the subplots have subplots?
I don't know. It's just
maybe.
It's not hard to keep track of. It's just like you watch an episode and nothing really feels like it was accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just like more stuff thrown in.
Hmm.
And then it's just like...
So it's like they don't want to, show their hand yet, but they want people to keep guessing what's going to happen. So, yeah. Okay.
So I think eventually, like, as they get more towards the end of this season, maybe they'll, like, bring it all together somehow.
Yeah.
But it's like, it started out as a show about vampires, and then now there's shapeshifters and werewolves and fairies and...
Oh, my.
All of this crazy, like, government stuff and, like...
Do they have hobbits?
No. Mm. But there's, like, vampire god. But then there's, like, this 300-year-old contract for stealing someone's firstborn and, like, all of this ridiculous stuff. It is just out of control.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
So I keep watching it because it's a train wreck. And every time Adrian comes in, it's like somebody boning. And he's like, if you want to watch porn, just watch it. And I'm like, no.
No, this is far more interesting.
And I'm like, what's worse is it's always the same girl. She just sleeps with all of these different people. And I'm like,
so that
you're just a slut.
That joke from Shin-Chan is real. The one I told you about, remember? Where... He's like in bed and he wakes up from a noise and he's all scared. And he's like, what would that girl from True Blood do? Crawl into bed with somebody else.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's where it's going.
Hmm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know what? You should try to take down notes on which is the most ridiculous episode by far. Then maybe we can sit down. You can explain the setup for the episode. We can watch it, do one of our recording stupid things.
Okay, I have one in mind.
I thought you would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that could be really fun. And I'll watch it beforehand, too.
To add into this, there's also a fairy nightclub.
Yeah, strip I do know about that. Club
or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like out in a field, but it's cloaked.
Oh. It's like super. Is it a magic cloak?
Yes.
Is it an actual cloak or just a spell?
Not like a spell.
Okay.
Not like a giant tarp thrown over it. Like, oh, this corner got flipped up. What's going on?
Well, you never know.
The whole thing.
We abhor windy days here.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Anything else ridiculous that you're watching? Any more Rick and Morty that you watched?
No, because I was waiting for the thing.
Oh, that's right, huh? Yep, yep.
So,
do you finish watching that mm-hmm. sometime soon? I think I actually want to go back and try to watch the first few seasons and see if I like them more now. I've been watching these videos from Wisecrack on YouTube that they're like philosophy nerds, right? Mm-hmm. So like they break down, some of them are really, really funny. They break down the philosophical implications of different movies and books and mm-hmm. pretty much everything that you can think of. I think they even have a few on like some albums and whatnot. So actually the way I got started watching them is there's this this black guy. He does this video for them. The series is called Thug Notes. And he just talks in the most gangster voice, but he like goes super philosophical nice. On what's going on. It's great. But yeah, so they've been doing the thing on I guess they want to like put out more content more regularly mm-hmm. Because like sometimes it'll be like a few weeks before they do anything. So they're actually going through and doing, you know, short little videos on every Rick and Morty episode from season 3. Mm-hmm. And I think they've done them all now. But so I watched a few of those and it's got me like thinking about, you know, some of the themes that might have been going on earlier on in the series that you know, you didn't really pick up on because, you know, they still haven't developed the characters completely, right? So yeah, I think I might want to go back and watch the first ones again and see if I like it more now that I know the characters better. Mm-hmm. 'Cause Rick's an asshole. Like big time. But yeah, and I think that's kind of what turned me off about it too, is like how much of a dick he is. Like he just straight up doesn't care. But I mean, and like that's the thing, he's really honest about it. So it's kind of like a weird like, well, I can't really blame him. Like he just tells you he straight up doesn't care. So
yeah.
But yeah. So we'll see. Maybe I'll take another dive at that too. Should we move on to news then?
Seems good.
You got any news?
Do you not have any news?
I do. Somewhere in here.
Let's see. Open the tabs. I'm going to narrate what I'm doing. Scrolling through tabs. Meet up with MC Hammer. That's our own page.
Yep.
Pokemon Go update. They're doing their Halloween event. So you'll get some ghosts from Gen 3 and then the rest of Gen 3 will be out gradually starting around December. So you can at least get some ghosties.
Yeah.
The Halloween event was probably my favorite one.
Mine too.
For the last year.
That's actually kind of where right after it, I like dropped off. But it was super, super fun. So I'm actually kind of excited to play it again.
Mm-hmm. I already caught my holiday celebration Pikachu wearing a little witch hat.
E3 got a new logo. I don't really like it. It's kind of bland, I think. It's flat, which, I mean, I guess it's more modern, but... I mean,
It looks like it's from a pizza box.
It's true, it does. I don't know. Their old one is fun. I mean, it makes me think of the 90s, actually, which is what I kind of liked about it. It looks like something that, like, I don't know, you'd find on a PlayStation box. If the PlayStation 3 would have come out in the 90s, that E would be a P. And that'd be it. That'd be the logo.
I'm trying to find the meat of this article. Okay. That was explaining something that I had a question about from the very beginning.
Oh.
And it was, what is Mugman drinking? Because if you're only playing as one player, you don't see it. But since I am typically player 2, mm-hmm. I get to play as Mugman.
Uh-huh.
And at the beginning of every stage, He drinks out of a straw, which is in his head.
Oh, is that where all those images that I see where it's like Cuphead's pouring like alcohol into his head come from?
Basically, they're not really sure themselves.
Oh.
It's just a fun thing. But I noticed that right from the beginning. I'm like, why is he drinking his own brain?
Right?
What is going on?
That's how he gets his power.
I guess so.
Yeah, that seems like a early 30s cartoon.
Drink your own brain?
Yeah, well, so I was watching something about how the reason why some of those early cartoons were just so off the wall. And it purely had to do with the fact that, you know, it was a new art form and they were just trying to like kind of see what they could do with it. You know, like they had all this artistic freedom. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what it boiled down to, which is why some things were just absolutely bonkers in them. And that seems like a total weird thing that you would totally see in there. So, Nintendo Switch got an update that added two really cool features.
Videos.
Yes. You hold down now the home button, right? Is it the home button? I think it's the home button.
I don't know.
Or no, it's the camera button. The little circular button on the left. You hold that down instead of just tapping it like you would normally do for a picture. You hold it down and now you'll record 30 seconds. You record some amount of video.
I'm not sure. I just saw the headline.
Yeah. I want to say it's 30 seconds. It could be more.
30 seconds sounds about right, because I think even the Xbox only does 15.
Oh, really? That's it?
15 to 30. No more than 30, though.
Well, I guess that makes sense because, well, so on Windows, you can capture 10 minutes. But I think that's because I have it turned up all the way, because I can just edit the video. So, this thing doesn't actually say how long it is. What the crap? Bad article. Also, the eShop now has an item for what's on sale. So if you want to see what you could pick up on the cheap, now it's easily
all in
viewable.
One place.
Yeah, which is really cool.
I wish they would do like your wish list on Steam and it notifies you when they go on sale.
Yeah, me too. I bet you that's coming because I feel like Steam makes a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, sweet, $10 off.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
This is sad news. Sorry, you have one. It's your turn.
No, that's fine. It was just about the speedrunner for Mario. He doesn't break the record because of a rogue cheep.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I guess the timing for the kill wasn't like correct, and it ended up killing him, so it just threw off the whole thing.
Oh god, that sucks.
Yeah,
I watched a video recently that was like top 10 worst speedruns gone wrong, where it was things just like that, and it's just, oh, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's funny because some of them will continue going because they're like, all right, I gotta keep trying, I guess. But
yeah, at that point, like when it usually comes down to seconds or fractions of seconds.
Yeah.
It's,
and you just see them like done. Deflate though. And it's just like, oh, sorry, dude. But a lot of them just reset. But, you know, I guess that's okay. Jessica Chobot wouldn't be happy with it, though. Did you see that video? You got to check it out. It's basically they're talking about like, you know, one of the examples I think one of the guys gives is, you know, when you're playing Tony Hawk and, you know, you're like collecting all those items and you have like a perfect run that you have to do and you can get them all really quickly. Right. But, you know, if you make a mistake, you can lose a lot of time just trying to get back. So sometimes it's just faster to reset. So sometimes you just reset. Mm-hmm. And apparently she just like gets super pissed off at this idea. She's like, no, I would never do this because I'm not a cheater, you guys. Like, I finished the game that I'm playing. Like, regardless of what's going to happen or not, I continue the game. And like, she gets physically like angry at it. It's pretty great. Like, she even starts like tearing up. And she's like, sorry, I just didn't get a whole lot of sleep. So what? It was really funny, though. Oh, that's right. Sad news. Visceral Games has been shut down. They're the ones that made Dead Space. Mm. So, yeah.
No more Dead Spaces?
Well, that doesn't mean no more Dead Spaces because EA owns that property.
Yeah.
EA. And I mean, I didn't even finish the third one. I got pretty close to the end, too.
I haven't finished any of them.
You should do that.
I have three of them.
I have all of the three.
No, I think there's technically four.
Is there?
There's one and two. One? Yeah, and then Extraction.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, yeah.
One, two, three, and Extraction. I don't think I have Extraction, actually. So, yeah. That's that.
That, as they say, is that.
Got any more?
Nope.
Okay, I have a few more things to talk about. The Denuvo DRM. It's been a pretty popular sort of DRM to use because it has been able to stop pirates for sometimes months from being able to get into a game to pirate it. But however, for South Park's launch, which they used the Denuvo DRM, it was broken within 24 hours. So it looks like the best DRM that is currently out there is now moot.
Mm.
So what this means for video game companies is that they'll be stepping up their game. I mean, that's generally how this goes.
Don't be a cheats.
Yep. So, yeah. And actually, I read an article last week also about... I can't remember which developer it was, but they had... it was a very small company. It was a very small game they put out where they, after, you know, the first month or so, they decided to put their game out on Pirate Bay for free. But they loaded up a special version of the game where every single character was wearing a pirate outfit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they're just kind of straight calling out anybody who had downloaded this free version of the game. And he actually said that, you know, it was interesting because he had a lot of contact with people who checked out the game that way. And he was able to have some of them end up purchasing the game legitimately. And he doesn't know if they ever would have had they not done that. You know, they like expressly thanked him.
Mm-hmm.
For being able to, for basically him as a developer treating them as humans, which I think is interesting because I don't know. I mean, I guess you can say that like companies kind of treat people as products even when they're not the actual product, right? They're just cash cows in a way. But so it's interesting to think of it that way. I've never thought about it. You know, like, yeah, offering the game for free somewhere is akin to treating them like people. I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me.
I feel like that's a weird way of putting it.
Yeah, me too.
But I feel like, unfortunately, overall, that is not an effective... Like, you are going to have some people that are like, oh, I really enjoy this. I'm going to go buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the majority probably aren't.
Yeah. And that's the weird question, too, is does that mean they were ever going to? Do you actually lose a sale? There's so many... I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know how you really combat it. I mean, the problem is that using DRM ends up only hurting your consumers who are legitimately buying the software, because sometimes there's bugs in the DRM. Sometimes it means that if the service goes down, well, that means now these people who have this DRM aren't going to be able to play their games. You know, there's mm-hmm. different things that generally only end up hurting the people who legitimately bought the game, which is not the way it should be. So I don't really know what the answer is, but I don't know. And he was saying, too, that he probably wouldn't ever do that ever again because he realizes that yeah, like everybody has a stake in this. You have to make money off of it for other people to want to invest in you. Mm-hmm. And if you start throwing it out there for free, well, then, you know, they're going to look at you like, why are you doing this? You know?
Yeah, like we don't want to put our money here.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think either way, it's a catch 22. And that's just kind of how it is. The last thing I want to talk about has to do with our conversation last week of loot boxes. Mm-hmm. So, update came out from the EU. Their government is now looking into the whole loot box stuff. I don't know the exact terms of it, but somehow it got called to their attention. And they issued a statement basically saying that they have been looking into this and they're going to continue looking into it. And, you know, I don't know if there's going to be just kind of an open letter that's going to be put out there, you know, suggesting that the industry does something. Mm-hmm. I hope it does. That's all that it comes to. But now it actually has some people worried because it could mean, I guess the US does this quite often where they just issue, new laws, you know, that, you know, on something that an industry hasn't really settled on yet, they'll just come out and say, no, this is the way you're going to have to do it. Mm-hmm. And that could influence us because we trade with them. We have a lot of patent agreements and stuff like that, mm-hmm, with them. So some of those laws, they won't directly come over here, but they could definitely influence what happens here. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. Speaking on that, I think it's Activision. Pretty sure it was Activision. I don't have the actual article here, but was that upstairs? Mm-hmm. So Activision was awarded a patent last week, maybe this week, recently. That's coming to light that says that if what they would do is if you are, if they kind of deduce that you want a specific item, they will put you into a match with somebody that has that item that is much stronger than you to make that item look even better and try to get you to purchase that item. They will then keep track of if you have or haven't purchased that item. If you do, they will put you into a game where other players who might also want that item, who are at a much lower level than you, will then, you know, obviously that trickles to them. But on your end, you start killing them a lot. So you get the perceived, the
perception weapon was worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Even more so than what it actually is. If you don't buy the weapon, then it keeps track of that and might actually put you into harder matches to try to get you
to
purchase it. Yeah, right? So this kind of came out at the wrong time that they issued this patent. I guess they applied for it years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, they've said that they don't use this technology in any of their games currently. That doesn't mean that they don't use elements of it, though. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that they won't use it in the future or that they didn't use it in the past. So it's kind of a weird thing, but it seems really shady.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's I feel like the extreme of what this whole loot box stuff could do, because it's all tied into loot box, this whole the whole patent that they were, mm-hmm, they were issued. Obviously they have all this information at their fingertips. They can track you, anything that you're doing in game. They can see, you know, what weapons you favor and whatnot. I mean, they can track what all the other people who are playing the game, what weapons they prefer to use. So, I mean, that's, I don't think it should come as a surprise that this is the sort of thing that they could do. I mean, you just look at Facebook advertising.
Yeah.
And they can do some pretty crazy stuff. So, yeah, I don't know if they're actually doing it or not. Who knows? But it definitely came out at a bad time and they're kind of been thrown into a bad light. But hopefully they're not, because, yeah, I don't know if I can get behind that at all. It's Yeah. I mean, to intentionally put you into a game with harder enemies just to try to get you to buy something, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, clever as it is, it's still fucked up. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the update on that, and that's all the news I got. Okay.
Okay.
So let's wrap this up.
I did my part at the beginning, so this is all you.
I think we've already done it, so it's good to go. Well, I guess then, thank you. Did you actually go over everything? I think so. You did the website, you did Facebook. Oh, you didn't do Twitter.
I did Twitter. Oh, okay. I didn't do Instagram.
Oh, okay. So you can get our Instagram. If you'd like. It's also Zambot and Frankie1029. And
that's it.
That's all. That's all, folks. Bye. Well, now a couple hours passed and I was sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs. He taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.